Do you love fun facts, late night Wikipedia rabbit holes? I'm Jessie Carmen, and this is the What the Hell Are You Talking About podcast, where we talk all things curious. Every Friday, we'll explore strange happenings, the unexplained, current events, and more. I'll see you on the inside. Welcome to episode 2 of the What the Hell Are You Talking About podcast. Welcome back. Thanks for coming. Episode 1 was kind of a mess, so thanks for returning, I guess. I thought this episode would be different. I promised myself I would prepare, but there's already a trend, and that trend is that I didn't prepare more. I'm just gonna start talking and see what happens. Today, we're talking about astrology. I like astrology. I think astrology is fun. A lot of people don't like astrology. A lot of people think it's bullshit. If that's you, I have to be real. I don't care. I don't care what you think about astrology. That's it. Like, that's that. I don't care. Astrology is technically a divinatory practice. Well, it's multiple practices. There are different kinds of astrology, different methods of astrology, different things you can use astrology for. It is, you know, like, factually speaking, a pseudoscience. I said I don't care if you don't believe in astrology, but if you're one of those people that's just like surface level into pop astrology. Pop astrology is fun. Don't get me wrong. I love it. It's a fun time. But if you use pop astrology to define your life, like if you're someone who actually won't date a Gemini or something, what are you doing? Like, truly, what are you doing with your life? That's not what astrology is for. For me, I think I got into astrology because as a teenager, I was like super mentally ill. I'm still mentally ill, but I didn't have as good of an understanding of my mental illness back then. And astrology helped me understand not only myself, but the people around me. It helped me not necessarily build empathy, but understand why certain people's reactions to things could be so different from my own, why certain people's needs could be so different from my own. I always knew everyone was different, but I think we've all been in a period of our lives where we're like, well, how could that be what makes you feel better? And astrology for me is a tool for understanding the world around me and the people around me. And just like I don't care if you don't like astrology, frankly, I don't care if astrology is real or not. I don't care if it's real or if it's true. That's not what it's for, right? I'm using it as a tool that helps me navigate the world. As long as I'm navigating the world well, who gives a shit if the thing I'm using to help me do it is fake? That's how I feel about a lot of things I believe in, though. It's just like, it could be fake, but it's working for me. So I'm going to keep doing it. Like, I'm not going to say everyone should get into astrology. I think there are people that, like, if they got super into astrology, they would just go, like, avoiding all the Geminis or avoiding all the Scorpio moons, and that's not effective. I think there are people that if they got into astrology, they would agonize with anxiety over all of the predictive astrology, all the electionals, all the horaries. Like, they would just be every single day, is this a good day to do anything? And that's not a way to live your life. So astrology is a tool that works for me. It doesn't work for everyone, and that's fine. But essentially, this is going to be astrology basics, the 101. This will probably be a series because I have a lot to say about astrology. And there are so many different kinds of astrology, so much going on. I will say, first and foremost, I use Western astrology. I don't use Vedic or sidereal astrology. Mostly because I'm not good at it. They're very similar, but they're also very different, and I'm better at Western astrology, and that's that. I also dabble in Hellenic astrology, which is like the basis for modern Western astrology, so I like doing that as well. That's the lens that I'm coming at this from. I have learned astrology from a lot of different people. Some of my skills are self-taught. I have taken courses. I have learned from folks online from all different walks of life. So if we're going to do astrology basics, astrology 101, the first thing to do is talk about the 12 signs. You may have heard of a 13th sign, Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus is a real constellation. It's a pretty cool constellation, but it's not a thing in astrology. It just isn't. I have very strong feelings on Ophiuchus, but I'm not going to talk about them today. So the first sign is Aries, and the astrological calendar starts at the end of March. We're typically going into Aries season March 21st-ish, can depend on the year, depend on the time of day a little bit. It doesn't vary a whole lot. If you're doing a different type of astrology, like I do Western tropical astrology with a little bit of Hellenic specific stuff in there, but if you're doing Vedic astrology or sidereal astrology, it's going to be different. And that's just how it is. There are other types of astrology where the dates are different or the signs on the dates are different. The wheel falls differently throughout the year, so to speak. So the first sign is Aries. Aries is the ram. Aries is a fire sign. Aries is what you think of when you think of someone loud and stubborn and colorful. The second sign in tropical Western astrology is Taurus. Taurus is the bull. Taurus is grounded. In pop astrology, they'll always tell you Taurus likes to eat food and stay home. I find Tauruses tend to be intellectually curious, whether they're academically inclined or not. They're very grounded, but also fun-loving people. The third sign is Gemini, the twins. Geminis are one of the signs that get a really bad rep in popular astrology for being two-faced or wishy-washy or indecisive. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think Geminis are a lot of fun. You just kind of have to be ready to go with the flow. The fourth sign is Cancer, the crab. Cancer is the sign that's supposed to be nurturing and motherly. I find Cancers can also be pretty chaotic, but they are emotional signs. The fifth sign is Leo, the lion. Leo is what you think of when you think of like a pop star, someone who thrives in spotlight. A lot of Leos want to be the center of attention, and a lot don't, but still end up being the center of attention. But Leos are like a bright, sunny, I don't know, people with lion tattoos on them. The sixth sign is Virgo, the Virgin. Virgos are not necessarily organized, but they're pretty into structure. They kind of have their shit together. They know what's going on, but with a dash of chaos in there as well. You may hear Virgos described as intense, but yeah, it's another earth sign living their life. The seventh sign is Libra, the scales. Libra is an air sign, and Libra is all about like beauty and aesthetics and justice. Some people say Libras avoid conflict. That is not the case in my experience, but hey, it's not just your sun sign that makes up your personality. What number are we on? Eight. The eighth sign is Scorpio, the scorpion. That's going to be in October around Halloween. Isn't that perfect? Scorpios, especially in pop astrology, are just known for being really intense, really moody, possibly secretive, revenge-oriented. I love Scorpios. The ninth sign is Sagittarius, the archer. Sagittarius is considered to be like a world traveler, philosophical, free thinker, little bit chaotic, wants to go out and have fun kind of sign. The tenth sign is Capricorn, the goat. Capricorns are known for having their shit together. They're known for being pragmatic. They can be very business oriented, like they are trying to succeed when everything they do, even if it's to their own detriment in terms of their physical and mental health. The 11th sign is Aquarius, the water bearer. Aquarius is an air sign, by the way. And Aquarius are known for being kind of humanitarian, but also being a little bit aloof and just kind of weirdos, but in a fun way. The 12th sign, Pisces, the fish. I'm a Pisces. Pisces are known for being kind of daydreamy, a little bit dramatic. We also sometimes get a bad rap in pop astrology because people say that we're manipulative and delusional. Yeah. But also like a very emotional sign. So those are the 12 signs. Got it? Got it? Good. There are also three modalities and four elements that all of the signs are broken up into. So the elements are going to be fire, air, earth, and water. Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius are fire signs. Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn are earth signs. Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius are air signs. Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces are water signs. The three modalities are cardinal, fixed, and mutable. And the modalities are supposed to represent like the way different signs express their energy. Like, why not all water signs act the same? So for the cardinal signs, we have Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. For the fixed signs, we have Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. And for the mutable signs, we have Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. To me, cardinal signs are signs that see the big picture. They can adapt to change, but they're also like super action oriented. They're trying to get things done. Fixed signs are stubborn. They like having lists. They like knowing what's going on. They like knowing the plan, and they're into like focus, dedication. Mutable signs are adaptable, can kind of flex to any situation. They might be considered inconsistent, but not necessarily in a bad way. They're like the chameleon of the modalities, I would say, the mutable signs. Okay, so I just threw a lot of facts about astrology at you. And if you don't care about astrology, that was probably kind of boring. But unfortunately, I have to tell you a few more facts. So when you hear people saying, what's your sign, or what's your star sign, or what's your zodiac sign, they're talking about your sun sign. In astrology, there are different planets, asteroids, points, and nodes that all, you know, show up on your little natal chart. I'm not going to explain what a natal chart is right now, but you have different planets in different places. The sun is one of those planets, and the sun is supposed to dictate like your sense of self and like the biggest part of who you are. You've also got a moon sign and a rising sign. You might have heard of those. The moon sign is a little bit more about like your inner feelings. Your rising sign can be perhaps how you come off in first impressions, or how you come off to people you don't know well, how you present yourself to the public maybe. Now, I have to say, I personally, like the horoscopes that you see in like newspapers and shit, that's bullshit. I hate horoscopes. They give astrology a bad name. But if you are reading horoscopes, you should be reading them for your rising sign, just for the record. Trust, take my word for it. Or if you're reading a horoscope about love, read it for your Venus sign. So that's as we get into this here, you've got a Mercury sign, a Mars sign, a Venus sign, all the way down to Pluto, plus dwarf planets, plus asteroids, plus other like nodes, which are points in the sky that astrologers have calculated to be relevant. There's a lot to know. And we haven't even talked about the 12 houses. We haven't talked about house rulership. We haven't talked about how signs are ruled by planets. We haven't talked about any of that. Astrology is complicated. If there's one thing you take away from this episode, let it be that. Astrology is complicated. It's not simple. We're not saying there are 12 personalities that everyone fits into. There are thousands, millions of combinations of different charts. We haven't even talked about aspects yet either. When your placements form different angles on the wheel, there's a lot going on here. But that's one of the biggest misconceptions I see about astrology, is we're not trying to fit people into these 12 boxes. There's so much more going on. You know, just keep that in mind. You still might be sitting here, if you don't believe in astrology, saying like, why the fuck would you think that the stars and the planets when you're born like affect who you are? I don't. I think I was already going to be this way, and the stars and the planets just happen to corroborate that, which is pretty fucking cool. And it might be confirmation bias. It could be, but like I said before, I don't care. I'm having a lot of fun with this episode. I love astrology. Okay, so that is the quick and dirty rundown of the very beginnings of astrology, the signs, the elements, the modalities, a little bit of what's going on. And again, this is only like Western tropical astrology, and I only use like 4 house systems. Don't even get me started on house systems. I'm only really good at like 3 house systems. There's so many. There's so much you can do. Anyway, there's a lot more to talk about. I touched a little bit at the beginning of this episode about how I practice like Western tropical astrology and how there are different kinds of astrology. So I'm going to tell you what those other types of astrology are. I might not be able to tell you exactly how they differ from what I do, but there's tons of kinds. So the tropical or the fixed zodiac, it calculates things about your chart based on stuff created by the ancient Greeks. Sidereal astrology, which is a different zodiac system, calculates the position of the planets in your chart based on where they're actually observed in the sky based on the constellations. So, aphaeacus astronomers, take that. Now, when I say Western astrology, how does that differ from tropical astrology? Western astrology uses the tropical or fixed zodiac system. That's what that means. Vedic astrology uses the sidereal zodiac system. Cool? We got it? Some people say that sidereal and Vedic astrology are the most accurate. I don't do sidereal or Vedic astrology, so I don't know, but I can see why folks would say so, because it's based on the actual positions of the constellations. But I think Western astrology is fun. There's also Chinese astrology, which is, if you've ever heard that you were born in like the year of the ox, that is part of Chinese astrology. Chinese astrology is a lot more complex than just that, though. I don't know a ton about Chinese astrology, but it's not just like that's the only thing about you in Chinese astrology. It's a very complex system as well. There's also draconic astrology, which is a little bit different than all of these ones I've mentioned, although I will say Chinese astrology is probably the most different, because when we're looking at Vedic astrology and Western astrology, we're often working with the same signs. In Vedic astrology, you are going to get some other like stars and points that you're not going to see in Western astrology, and those are very, very valuable. I don't know a lot about them or how they work, but if you are looking for an astrological reading, it's certainly worthwhile to get one with somebody who knows what they're doing there. In draconic astrology, you can do draconic astrology with a tropical chart or a sidereal chart. From what I understand, a lot of astrology software crashes when you try to make a sidereal draconic chart. But essentially, they're just shifting where 0 degrees is on the natal chart when you're doing a draconic chart. So all your placements are going to change quite a bit depending on your north node. I didn't explain what the chart was. I didn't tell you what a north node is. So this might be confusing, but this is another kind of astrology that we can deal with. There's a lot of debate, like, what astrology is best, blah, 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 blah. And to that I say, they're all good for different things, and different people are going to specialize in different shit. I like Western astrology, tropic astrology, Hellenic astrology, because that's what I'm good at. That's what makes sense to me. Could I learn sidereal or Vedic astrology? I mean, probably. I probably could. It's a lot of work, and it would be a lot of work, and it's not my specialty. So, I'm losing my train of thought, but the point is, there are a lot of different kinds of astrology, and there's always debate over what is best, but they're all good. All kinds of astrology are a tool for understanding yourself, the world around you, doing predictions if that's what you're into. I know I said I think pop astrology is fun, but also fuck pop astrology, you know what you did. And yeah, so we talked about a lot of stuff that you may or may not have understood. If you know about astrology, you might even be thinking that I explained some things wrong, and that's totally possible because I didn't prepare for this at all. I promise I do know what I'm talking about, though. But let's get into some fun facts. Fun fact number one, Ronald Reagan had an astrologer. Her name is Joan Quigley. She died in 2014, and she's actually most known for giving astrological advice to Reagan and the White House in the 1980s. I'm not a fan of Ronald Reagan at all, but presidents have had astrologers. That's, I think, probably my most interesting fact. But yeah, Theodore Roosevelt also like quoted horoscopes and like had his astrological, like his natal chart in his drawing room, which is pretty cool. So another fun fact is that Western astrology as we know it began in Babylon, and the astrologers in Babylon sort of put up the building blocks for Greek Hellenic astrological practice, which is essentially what we do now. I just think when you get into Hellenic astrology, there's some emphasis on some different asteroids. But yeah, that's pretty fucking cool, right? Also, I thought everybody knew this one, but some people don't. So every single astrological sign correlates with a real constellation. That's why astronomers and astrologers don't often get along, is because the astronomers are like, well, the constellations have shifted, so everything's wrong. And we're just like, you don't get it, and we don't care. I love astronomy, for the record. So those are, I guess, my most like, what? What are you talking about facts? But so this is it. This is it. This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to me ramble about something I like in a way that probably didn't make a lot of sense. But thank you for coming along for the ride. If you want more astrology content, you want me to get more into some of this, let me know and we can make this like a thing. It could be a series. We could do part two. We could do like a whole bonus episode situation. I'll read somebody's chart. Just let me know. Thank you for listening. I will see you on the inside.
Disclaimer. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. The stories and statements expressed herein are experiences and opinions. They may not represent the views of the production studio or the hosts. If you disagree with our content, that's okay. No podcast is perfect for everyone.